Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did I take Scottie Scheffler? Yes. Is Scottie Scheffler tied for the lead? Yes. Did you see Martin Laird's hole-in-one on number two?
You know, when you ask questions that you already have the answer to, I think
did you see Martin Laird's hole in one?
I don't know who Martin Laird is.
He's a professional golfer.
Is he?
Yeah.
You sure he doesn't play right tackle for Tennessee?
Are you, though?
Exactly. Is he a professional golfer if I've never heard of him?
Yes. There's a lot of professional golfers you've never heard of.
Are
a
they,
A lot
though?
Of them.
If a professional golfer swings a club and I don't hear it, did it really happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, that happened.
You sure?
All right, Del, I want to help you up your Tinder game.
You are going to do that for me?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Number one, here's some tips, Del, for you to up your Tinder game. Nix the group pictures. No group pictures. Okay? Should be just you by yourself. So group pics are bad. And don't put any of your exes in there. Okay?
That seems like obvious information.
Be an editor. Viewers are less likely to be overwhelmed when you keep profiles simple and real. Okay? That's it. You don't have to be.
I was just thinking about my bio. Marriage isn't an option. Leave your kids at home.
Okay. That's nice. No. Clearly state your intentions. Tinder has the rep of a hookup app, but if you're looking for a long-term relationship, say so.
I'm not looking for that.
No, I know. You're just looking for a hookup. Include some essence words. Okay. Adjectives that paint a picture, like you would say, Grinch.
I wouldn't.
Or
practical.
Surly.
I'm not surly with women.
Yeah.
You're not. You're not abroad, as you would say.
Unhappy.
I'm not unhappy.
You know, words like that for you.
Those are lies, and that doesn't help my profile. Practical, pragmatic, serious.
Up your profile game. Okay. Up your photo game. Clear photos, 4 to 6 clear photos. Avoid photos with exes, Lance, Del.
Who puts exes in their Tinder profile?
Well, even if you crop them out.
So your arm is around some
Include
shadow.
A witty line or two. Okay, so what would be a witty line that you could put in your Tinder?
I don't know. Now I have to think, because I don't actually have a Tinder profile, so I'd have to think of one.
Like, she's trying a popular debate. Put a popular debate. Do you say clicker or remote? You could put that in there.
I say remote.
Or The Office, better than Friends.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like either one, really, but Office is better than Friends.
Right. You could put, like, I don't know, some porn star better than some other porn star.
that'll help.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Hey, debate me. What's your opinion, ladies?
Pick the right colors for your photos.
You mean okay, with women, filter?
Men like women who wear red, then blue, green, purple, and black. Women often gravitate toward potential partners that are wearing shades of gray, black, blue, green, and white.
I got a clever line. If you're booty a three, you ain't for me.
Yeah.
I'll put that on the profile.
Put that in there. What that booty do?
No, you got to rhyme.
What you doing with that mouth?
No.
You can put that in there.
You don't. No, you don't. You say that after you've convinced her that you're the one. The one for that night, at least.
Know that feedback is a good thing. Great feedback mechanism. Moore suggests sitting down with a notebook and asking yourself some questions. Okay. Is there anything that scares me about finding love?
Yeah.
Is there a part of me that might be blocking love or dates due to fear?
Tinder ain't about love. Why would you write?
Yes, it is.
No, not for me. It's about finding. Not-
There's someone, they got an example of someone who actually found a husband on Tinder.
I know it happens, Tinder. But for the most part, that ain't what it's about.
Lead with what you do want, not what you don't want. Don't want a wife. Don't want a pancake booty.
If you
no, you don't say that.
If your boobs,
looking for a hoe with a nice booty.
If your boobs hit the flow, there's the dough.
Avoid cliches.
I don't think what I just said is a cliche.
I think it might be a cliche. Avoid cliches. And then the last thing, smile. And you've never smiled.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You've never smiled in your life. How are you going to do it?
I'm smiling right now. The most you'll get is a smirk. In a planned picture, I don't smile in pictures.
Well, no, because you took a picture with me and Raheel.
Well, I was.
What was that face you were making?
It was disappointing. It was disappointment. I got to be in a picture with these two.
Anyway, I'm just trying to up your Tinder
I game. Do appreciate it, but a lot of that stuff is centered on people who, at least the advice you gave, the person was like, hey, if you want a serious relationship, you should do this. Nah. And I think I would be too glib about everything. Like, if I legit put your booty a 3, you ain't for me. I mean, that's the stuff I would put on there just because. You want clever? I thought that was humorous.
I thought so.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if the people scrolling or swiping would think so. But I appreciate the help, John.
No, I'm just trying to make it better
for you. If I actually had a Tinder profile that was active, I may have created one a long time ago. It's not active anymore.
It's not?
No.
Is it Nick on there?
Nick Sharara? I'll ask him. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, so. I think Sharara is on there.
Yeah, apparently he thinks because, oh, there he is. Nick, do you have Tinder and is it active?
No, it's not active. I did it for 3 months and then I stopped it.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you didn't do your profile right. I can help you out.
He's giving me advice on profiles right now. Tinder profiles. I'm not going
to
start one.
I'm just trying to help.
Nick believes he went to the rodeo once. Maybe actually goes quite a bit. And his information at least tells him that he is a favorite for thick Latinas.
Oh, he likes thick Latinas?
No, they like him. Well, he might like them too, but they like him.
Thick Latinas like Nick?
He said he went to the rodeo and he got a lot of attention.
Really?
Yes.
A lot of thick Latina attention. Well, look, that's because the majority of people there are thick Latinas, probably.
Like, I don't know, but I was told, I wasn't there for the initial conversation, but when I was filling in one day last week, apparently they've talked about this before, and thick Latinas are fans of Nick.
Bam Bam says, I'm using that. If your boobs hit the floor, hit the door.
Or there's the door. Whatever you want to say.
Whatever you want to say.
Or if you want to add something a little to, you can say flow and dough. Either way, it doesn't matter. I'm just throwing out gems. That's all.
That's all. No. That's what we're here for. Vince Vaughn says he and Owen Wilson are talking seriously about a Wedding Crashers sequel. Do we need that?
Not really.
I don't think we do.
Vince Vaughn's in a new movie. It was, I don't know when.
If there are movies coming out?
Yeah, it's like.
Thought we stopped doing those.
Not straight to not the theaters anymore, but they're still putting out movies. It was centered around, he plays a serial killer, but it was a Freaky Friday thing where he gets switched into a teenage girl.
So, what now? He's a serial killer?
It's a comedy horror movie where he's a serial killer or a murderer at least, and when he's about to kill the girl, this girl, they switch bodies somehow, some way, like a Freaky Friday thing. So he plays a teenage girl for most of the movie because, you know, she's in his body.
Right.
And then the teenage girl plays the serial killer, Vince Vaughn. So that's his new movie, before Wedding Crashers, I guess. It looks funny, but I ain't going to pay for it right now.
Right.
I might watch it once, you know, actually comes out on a streaming
service. I think Wedding Crashers was great.
Yeah, it's
as
fun.
Is.
Who's looking for it? Is Bradley Cooper going to come back? Is Isla Fisher going to come back? Is Rachel McAdams? Are they going to get all those people back over a decade older than they were before?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. If you get the whole cast together.
Isn't she married to
Sasha Baron Cohen? Yeah, Isla Fisher.
Yeah. She's got, I think they got like a couple three kids.
Sure,
they got
plenty. I'm sure. If you get the whole cast.
She could be a hoe like that again?
She's an actor. She's an actor.
I know, but I just
and
don't
she might
want
be
my
married
wife
now
kids.
In the well, wedding.
Yeah,
she might be
Vince
married in the
no?
actual movies.
Well, didn't she and Vince get married?
I don't think they got to that point, but it looked like they might be in a committed relationship.
Looked like they were happy, but you know that's fleeting.
It's only and it would be the first marriage too. Remember?
Right. So they're probably divorced by now. Yeah. So you got to find another hoe.
What?
Well, she was a hoe in that movie. Now.
Well, she was only with him. That doesn't make her a hoe. She was just aggressive.
You think that she was as aggressive as she was, that she, he was the only one?
No.
Is that what you're thinking?
How can anyone?
Oh, man. But she was on Tinder.
No, I just think the animal magnetism of Vince Vaughn in the movie made her crazy. Normally, she would have been a very docile, you know, to herself woman, and then Vince Vaughn showed up and it was over.
Hmm. Well, not sure about that.
Hmm. Well, you don't know.
I don't. No, you're right. I don't know.
See how it works when I do it to you?
10-12 ESPN. No, you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I agree with you. You don't know. I don't know. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You want to come in here. If you got any Tinder advice, you can get in here.
If you have some shade to throw, remember, that's coming up.
What?
10:30
Thursday at the bottom of the hour right here on ESPN 90. Get your shade ready. And yeah, this is going to be the most special shade ever, I think.
Why do you think so?
I don't know. I just said it.
Okay.
I really have absolutely no basis for it.
John, are you going golfing today?
I am.
So your mind's on the course already.
Yeah, right. No, my mind hasn't really been on this show the whole time.
No.
And then tomorrow I'm going out to the Open. You want to know who's leading?
No, we heard that already.
Or do you want to take a break?
I'd rather take a long, long break if you're going to come back with that.
All right. Did Martin Laird have a hole in one? Yes.
Yes, you told us
that. Did the people
that.
Love it? Yes. You want to talk about possible James Harden trades?
Who's the team, bitch?
Whoa, I got him. I actually have the teams. I have the players.
You don't have to yell at me. I actually have them.
No, I actually have those.
Give me a team.
10-13 ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm actually going to give you some golf stuff. You probably already know. I'm actually interested in this particular aspect.
Jordan Spieth leading?
No, not that. I don't care about the actual.
He's tied for the lead.
I don't care about the actual competition itself. Oh. Stefano Fassaro, who was in the bubble for the MLS. He was ESPN's guy there. He's covering the Vivint Houston Open. He says, and I didn't know this until he tweeted it out, it's the first domestic PGA tournament with fans in attendance since the shutdown.
Yeah.
I told you that. I don't listen to you.
I told you I don't listen to you.
And I trust Stefano before I trust you.
No,
you just
this
make
is
stuff
the
up.
First time the fans have been there.
And
they won't be. Patrons will not be there next week.
But I see a picture, so it's no longer fake news. What you were saying could have been fake news.
No, it was the...
Did you provide a picture of fans in attendance?
I didn't tweet it either. I said it on the radio.
But there are no fans in attendance. Now I see evidence. So, yeah, if you want to go out there and watch guys
Well, you got to get tickets. There's only a couple thousand available.
Yeah, if you want to be one of those couple thousand and watch a guy named Jimmy Laird make a hole in one.
It was Martin Laird.
If you say so.
Yep, and he actually bogeyed since then, so he's one over, one under.
One shot wonder.
Well, no, he's actually been playing pretty well lately. Truth be told, how about this trade? So, you know, Daryl wants him, right? How about Embiid, Josh Richardson and their 2020 first round pick from Oklahoma City Thunder. And their own 2022 pick.
Daryl had all those sweet words for Embiid, and then he's going to trade him in this scenario?
Yeah. Well, he don't care.
Yeah.
When's Daryl ever cared? Do you want Embiid, Josh Richardson, and this year's first overall and the 2022 first round pick?
Do I want Embiid? If I'm a Rocket fan, that trade honestly ain't that enticing to me. Because then you have to remember I'm a Rocket fan in this instance who's watched Josh Richardson because I'm really a Miami Heat fan and I've watched his career. He's a guy who has a propensity to do a dumb thing late in games, like step out of bounds when he has the basketball. He does that. And if you trade James, you make Russ your primary shot creator. You happy you want to do that? I know you. I know you're trying to make a move to change the franchise.
Yeah, I think you're in hell.
Yeah, I mean, I like Embiid as a when. Actually, that's a lie. I'm just lying. I don't actually like Embiid that much as a player because he's too inconsistent about whether he's on the floor or not or giving the best energy. But he is a legit talent. You have to believe that Steven Silas, and by the way, no Nate McMillan. He's going to be with the. He's going to be.
Yeah,
with the
how
Hawks.
About that?
Yeah. So might speak to some of the
as
claims.
An assistant.
Yeah, they might speak to some of the claims of. The Rockets going cheap. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe Nate McMillan really wanted to be in Atlanta. But Embiid is too... You get James 80-plus games a year. That's a comforting feeling, even though we know about the playoff failures in some instances. You can't trust Embiid to be around.
No.
So you're trading your star for a guy you know will be there, at least on the court. Whether what he does on the court in the playoffs is a different story. For a guy you might get for... In an 82-game season for 60 games?
Don't we have enough of those guys now with Wolfolder and Carlos Correa? And we don't need Joel Embiid.
You know how
Embiid
many nights you're gonna roll up to the, if you're not paying attention, roll up to the arena and Joel Embiid's not playing?
Yep. Yeah, I don't. How about this? James Harden for Caris LeVert, Jarrett Allen, Spencer Dinwiddie, Zanon Musa, and 3 first-round picks. Do you think that Kyrie, Kevin... And James could be on the same team?
Well, that's the one thing, but the Rockets fans don't care about that. The problem is the 3 first-round picks aren't that enticing.
No, because they're going to be good for years to come.
Yeah.
Well, who knows how long they stay there.
That's the thing, because you can't get 3 straight first-round picks unless the Nets have multiple picks in around.
If I'm the Nets, man, that makes a lot of sense to me because I know James is going to be around.
Yeah. If you're the Rockets, I would like to know the haul for the Nets in terms of how many draft picks they have, because if you're alternate, you have to do it every other year. Maybe that final first rounder, because who knows what the Nets will do as far as how long KD right. and Kyrie will be there, and then James's contract will be coming to an end. Maybe that final first round is really high,
but you
got to wait a while.
You think Tillman's going to be that patient?
No.
Yeah, I can't wait till 2028.
Yeah, when that first rounder comes
in. Yeah.
Steven Silas is going to feel real great about waiting till 2028.
Right.
For a high first round pick.
I mean, you got an automatic 20 in Dinwiddie.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
No, I mean, that's what he scores.
But he's not under contract long term.
Right. Right. Well, you got to work out a deal before that happens.
No, we don't do that in the city.
Well, no, the Texans didn't do it because they're dumb. How about this?
Caris LeVert, I like.
Harden and PJ Tucker for Klay Thompson.
Why would the Warriors
Draymond Green, why? The number 2 pick, and a 2022 first-round pick?
The first question is, why would the Warriors do that?
Well, I mean, is Harden and Tucker better than Thompson and Green?
Why would the Warriors break up the team that...
Well, they were going to break it up anyway. Klay was going to be out of
it. Well, that was years ago.
Well, it was a couple of years ago.
It was the Kevin Love trade, and then they went on to win multiple titles, so they changed their mind. Why would you trade a centerpiece of the team that beats this Rockets team all the time?
Well, are you better?
No.
You don't think you're better with Harden and Tucker than Thompson and Green?
No, not the way they play basketball. Not the way the Warriors play basketball. You think they're going to change their style?
I think James would adjust.
Why do you think so?
Because I don't think he would.
You've never seen James do anything but... He might, but is he... Steph is their creator. Now, the Warriors at times have had issues with the Rockets because Steph is, when KD has been hurt, Steph was their only primary creator. Klay Thompson's not a great ball ball creator. He's not a great creator. He's the guy who, you know, shooter. We all seen his game. So getting another guy who can create off the dribble would be great for them, I guess. But I don't see them breaking up that team to bring in two guys they smack around all the time. Doesn't make any sense.
Would James actually not stop the ball?
That's the other thing. Well, they were fine doing that with Kevin Durant because he's a 7-foot unicorn. So they're fine with him. He was an ISO guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're going to be thrilled with watching James do what he does.
Yeah, that's not Warriors basketball.
No.
But if you want to know the truth, Harden and Tucker are much better than Thompson and Green.
I don't think they are.
Tucker's
not. I don't. Draymond, I get the shooting. Draymond is a guy who they facilitate offense through as a passer. We haven't seen PJ Tucker do that. He's a stand in the corner
Draymond
guy.
Was a mess this year. Of course he didn't.
Everyone
have
was a
else.
Mess. They all took the year off.
And the number two pick overall this year.
That's great for the Rockets.
Right.
Why would the Warriors want to be giving up?
Well, because literally, you're the only person that would say you're better off with Thompson and Green than Harden and Tucker.
No, I'm not. Not
you're literally the only person
Warriors
in the world.
The Warriors would not break up the way they play basketball. PJ Tucker's not a better player than Draymond Green. He's a limited offensive player who stands in the corner.
Well,
shoots. Draymond is a...
Offensively, he's better than Green, and Harden is way better than Thompson.
There's more than shooting. He's not a better offensive player. Draymond is a guy they run screens off of so they can get... You see how many times the Warriors run off Draymond and he makes a pass? Does PJ Tucker do that for the Warriors?
Oh, he could.
We've never seen it at 30-plus years old. When is he going to start?
He's going to start tomorrow.
No.
When he gets there.
The Warriors are getting
far too
much. Well,
they're
going to
change their game.
No.
Because James is there. They just stand in the corner.
Yeah, that seems like what the Warriors want to do.
That's
Steve Kerr has already come out and said he doesn't like the way the Rockets play basketball.
He doesn't want to. Actually, he doesn't. He doesn't want anything to do with James Harden.
No, these are trades for the Rockets, I get. That's why they're so weighted. The second overall pick.
Number two overall pick. And you know what? Who would it be?
Not
Ball.
Well, who the Rockets... The Warriors wouldn't take Ball, but who would the Rockets take at two?
Not Ball. No chance. No. Can't do that.
Did Clutch fans write that article? No, they wouldn't. They love James. Who wrote that?
No, this is written
Bleacher Report, right? Andy Bailey,
Bleacher,
I think.
Andy Bailey.
Andy Bailey, are you a Rockets fan? Is that why you're telling
no,
the world?
It makes sense.
For the Rockets?
No. You're the only person in the world that would say that.
No, I'm not. Go ask NBA people in the NBA. Would you trade
Clay? What's a better combination?
Raheel doesn't like the way the Rockets play basketball.
No, he doesn't like the way nobody said that. Who's better?
They're not Draymond.
That combination is much better than
PJ Tucker's not a better offensive player than Draymond. And he's not a better defender when Draymond's healthy and not out of shape.
James makes up for all of it.
Oh, okay.
10-25. Hey, he's the greatest offensive player in the history of the game.
Daryl Morey, you don't work here anymore, Daryl.
Clay is one-dimensional. Catch and shoot. That's it.
Who would you want to shoot a shot in the final minutes of a playoff game?
Oh, no question, Clay. No question.
And what is the Warriors' business? Winning
who
playoff
I want
series.
With the ball in their hands 80 times a game.
Is he going to get the ball 80 times a game when
James
Steph
will.
Is on the roster?
James will.
And Thundersticks, John.
That's right. You're damn right. I want to get that number two pick. It's what I want. Although there ain't.
We don't even know who's in. Yeah, we don't know.
It's 10:26 ESPN 97.5. Throw Shade Thursday. Are you ready to throw some, make some shade? Who wronged you? This should be the greatest week ever with all the crap that's gone on. I mean, really? The elections? Really? All those liberals out there? All those conservatives out there?
You know what county we do the show in?
Well, I know, but I said, and conservatives.
Okay.
I'm sure you got some issue with somebody politically. Okay, or whatever presidential candidate. I'm sure you have issues. So this is the time to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:30 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Time to throw some, make some shade. What did somebody do to you? Did they sleep with your wife? You got to throw shade at them. Okay? That's what you got to do. Did you? And do you have to throw shade at yourself? Because maybe you slept with your wife's mom? I don't know. I don't know what you did. But it's disturbing. Whatever you did or whatever someone did to you, 713-780-3776. We will, it's time to, are you ready, Del? Throw some, make some shade.
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Well, who's first up? La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi.
Delvencito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. I want to give a special shout out to my boy TJ in Beaumont, Joseph in H-Town. Here goes my major shade of the week. I'm throwing shade at all these political views. Like, I got all these text messages talking about voting Democrat or Republican. And people posting that little picture of that sticker that said I voted. Look, man, I'm glad that everybody can express their right to vote and do all that stuff. But for the love of God, do not school me on U.S. government. And you, and I know for a fact you got a 55 in school and you want to coach me about politics. All right? No. Throwing shade at that, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You ain't schooling La Raza.
I saw a guy say, he was like, yo, I can't believe y'all are going to vote for Biden. You know he's going to take away our second constitution? People were like, second constitution? Huh? What are you saying? Do you know what you just said?
What?
He goes, they're like, you're that dumb kid who got like a 40 in social studies. What, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what La Raza's talking about.
La Raza. Dr. Dre is next. 713-780-3776. What up, Dre?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
No, how you doing?
Hey, not bad, man. Hey, shout out to the BHL. Shout out to Angel Munoz for having allergy reactions to putting honey on hot dogs. But, hey, I want to throw some shade at Jim Crane. Hey, man, time to come out of pocket. Spend the money for George Springer, man. Give him 5 years, 125, or 5 years, 150. Spend the money, man. People have been coming out and spending their hard-earned money. It's time to spend the money and pay that man, and I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Throw some, make some shade at Jim Crane. Spend hit money. Open your wallet, rich boy. 713-780-3776. Tyler wants to throw some, make some shade. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, man. I want to throw shade at AJ Hinch for boring a Game 7 World Series. I really hope that you do well in Detroit and suck for four more years. Thanks. I'm throw some, make some shade.
It's a little late on that shade, but okay.
Hey, it still resonates. You haven't forgot 8 outs.
No, I ain't 8 outs to go. I'll never forget 8 outs to go. I'm not going to wish ill will on him in Detroit. He won't win anything in Detroit, but okay. Okay. He had a much better team here, and he won a title. But and then he blew the other one. Lazy. Come on, who wants in? 713-780-3776. Got open lines. 713-780-3776. Lazy J, what up?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Dale. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, man, how much is it going to cost? Let me use your key card for one day.
Why do you need my key card? What do you want
to
do?
To get in the building.
Because I want to pull up on bitch-ass Nick Sharara and Josh Ennis yesterday on the show. They were talking about LeBron doesn't like white people, and he was talking about that he doesn't want to see any people protesting and all that while he's watching sports. Well, don't watch sports then. You know what I'm saying? Oh, dude called in last week talking about, you know, maybe y'all might have a Christmas party. You know, let's have a charity event. Let's throw some hands, man. I got some boxing gloves. I live 6 minutes away from the station, man. What's up?
Whoa.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I was going to tell you, you don't really need a key card. That's
well
to fight somebody.
No, well, we're not fighting anybody. Because Now, Lazy J is a white guy, so I think he was offended that LeBron doesn't like white guys, right?
It didn't sound like it. It seems like he's because he loves LeBron. So it sounds like he's offended by Josh Ennis. I don't know what Nick said, but he's offended by them both.
He's offended by those people that said stuff on the radio?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I will just tell you, Lazy J, if you want to punch someone, you don't need my key card for that.
No, we're not punching people. We're not using a key card for...
This isn't about me condoning what he wants. In fact, he wanted it to be a charity event, so maybe it can be with gloves and a headgear, so it's safe. I'm just telling you, you don't need my key card for that.
Yeah, okay. No, well, right. Well, no, he wants your key card so he can... Yeah, we're not doing that.
And
we're
someone just texted me. Yeah, I was going to say that. Tell him to pull up. Someone said, tell them
who
to pull
said
up.
Who said that? Somebody said, pull up.
Someone who works
I know
here,
who that someone is.
Someone who works here.
Yes.
Who would be able to meet him said, pull up then.
That's not what Throw Shade Thursday is for.
What is it for?
I'm going to throw hands.
It's about getting out some of your...
Right, somebody, but it's not about threats. Okay.
No, he didn't threaten. He just wants to box. He didn't say fight. He wants to box him. That's something that could be sanctioned.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think we can sanction that fight?
Yeah, we're not getting the insurance for it, but I'm just saying.
What if Lazy J was Fat Boy waiting for the train?
Well, how's he going to fight?
How's he going to fight? He's not in the same weight class as Nick.
And he's probably stuffing himself with orange chicken, so from Panda. So Fat Boy's not fighting with anyone.
Who is Fat Boy again?
Mr. Vega.
Mr. Vega. Hey, Mr. Vega.
That happened so long ago, but it's a classic moment.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that's it on Throw Shade Thursday.
Yeah. It was,
bitches.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. What's wrong with people? Yeah, this is your time to shine, callers. Your weak-ass game you brought today.
Just like Eric Wong's D.
Whoa.
Weak.
Wow, Eric Wong isn't even called in. He hasn't had girls call in lately.
Doesn't change what
it's
he is.
It's the same girl, isn't it, too?
It's always the same girl.
Eric Wong thinks he's got so much game.
Jennifer, Tiffany is always a different name, but it's always the same
girl. No, it's always the same girl.
Yeah, that's why we know.
But why you got to talk about his weak D?
Because that's what he is.
Oh, my
God. That's
who
he is. He knows. That's why he has that same woman pretend to be different women to call in.
Right.
And then now they defend him. Oh, Eric's great. Nah. If you're actually keeping her entertained with your, you know, that business, she wouldn't have time to call in.
Right. So, Dell, there seems, well, since we're not, I'm going to start News of the Weird early. Angry youths burned down a pastor's building. This happened in the Daudu community of Guma local government area of Nigeria's Benue State. You know about this?
Not familiar with it, no.
You're not familiar with it. They went berserk and burnt down all properties of one prophet, Joshua Uembe, and his assistant, Noah Saka. Apparently, because seven of the men couldn't find their penises. Apparently, this was the caption. The youth had earlier taken to the streets to protest over the rampant mysterious occurrences as not less than seven men in the community could not find their penises.
What?
A member of the community shared photos of the burnt buildings with two men of the... You can use your penis and your wife's vagina and your children's everything for money. We don't have a problem about that. But using others' penises and their children is our cause of anger.
What?
But if you are a motivational speaker, please come to Daudu and talk. Don't stay far. For some reason, their penises are disappearing, though.
What?
I don't understand any of what you just
heard. I don't understand it either. All I know is
you can use
we've got
someone,
disappearing penises and burnt buildings now.
You can't find yours. You can use someone else's. That was that
yeah,
in the story?
I guess. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't trust
there.
Anyone who labels himself a prophet.
Right.
I'm out. The whole thing I'd be out on. And then you're talking about my penis is lost, but I can use someone else's. Not the kind of place I want to be.
Daudu is one of the major markets in Guma local government. It's no longer news that for the past weeks, cases of manhood snatching was on the increase. How do you snatch someone's... How do that they can't find them?
I'm going to look. I'm going to dive deeper into the store.
I could see if it got really cold there and you couldn't find it.
No, but they're snatching them away.
They're stealing them.
I feel like, was this written, but I feel like, did they translate something, or is this written in English from a Nigerian paper? Because I feel like the translation is being lost.
Yeah, I don't know. Something is missing.
Something is missing in this story.
Where their penises disappeared to.
And if they're, and how can they be taken and hidden?
I don't, that's befuddling.
You know, News of the Weird has been a thing for a while. This is the weirdest story.
This is the weirdest story ever. Yeah.
Penis snatching
in Nigeria. Not, I wouldn't go there if I were you, Dell.
Oh, don't you worry. I don't have any thoughts.
Dude, tell your dad to stay away from this place.
Well, I don't think from what you're describing, it doesn't seem like where he would be if he was there now. But it makes you think maybe you just hang out here. Not in my house. Not in the house.
No, but I'm not going anywhere where they're going to my penis is going to disappear.
By either methods. Magical methods or just someone taking it? I don't understand.
Just taking it. I don't know. I don't know how else you do it other than a knife.
I got to look this story up.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But this happening right there, Dell, in Nigeria.
I don't have much to say about it.
All right. 10:42. We'll get the rest of News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Your weak-ass game on Throw Shade Thursday. They're very disappointing, people.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Our final segment here, Press Box next, right here on ESPN 97.5. You guys, did you want a little update on what's going on out there, Del? I'm pretty sure you did.
Yes.
Jordan Spieth was in the lead at 3 under. Okay. How about Jordan Spieth up there? He still is at 3 under with Cameron Davis and Scottie Scheffler. Two University of Texas guys at the top, Del. How's that?
It's been a good couple of days, right? You beat Okie State. You got West Virginia coming up. You got two of your guys at the top of the Houston Open leaderboard.
Yep.
You know what that means, John.
Yep, that's what I think it means. And let's see. Brooks Koepka was 1 over. Tony Finau is even. Some bigger names out there. Luke Donald, even. My man, Mark Hubbard, even. Way to go, Mark Hubbard. That, of course, ain't easy, man. There's some guys. Grayson Murray was 13 over after 10. 13 over.
Do you think Grayson Murray was worried about his penis getting snatched? That's why he played so poorly?
I don't think Grayson Murray's going to Nigeria.
Well, maybe it's a thing, a scourge across the world.
He's the guy, Grayson Murray, who tweeted to the porn star, "Hey, if I win this tournament, you can be my caddy for the par 3 tournament at Augusta."
And he didn't win, did he?
He didn't win.
Do we know what porn star he tweeted? Because I can make a judgment of whether he should have tweeted to a different one.
But that's easy. Grayson Murray tweets porn star. That's nothing. There's nothing to that. And the pro golfer sends creepy tweet.
This was back in 2017.
Murray, yeah. He sent it. And by the way, a guy I was playing with yesterday was playing with him the day he did that. And he was doing that on the golf course. And he said Grayson Murray couldn't have been a bigger jerk. But
I hate the fact you are in high school. You are pretty. He sent that to that's what he sent to a teenager.
Oh, that's what he said to a teenager.
Not a porn. That's a different creepy tweet.
That was a different creepy tweet. That's a really creepy tweet.
Well,
I hate the fact that you're in high school. I don't know why there's no other, why is there no?
Yeah, the only time when I type in tweeting Grayson Murray, it's about the one he sent to the teenager.
Maybe that wasn't it. Maybe this was the tweet that the guy was talking about.
Might be.
He's responding to a female fan on Twitter. I hate that. Ooh, gross. You're gross, Grayson Murray. I'm glad you're 13 over. Former Alabama substitute teacher admits to having sex with two students. I'm totally against this one, though.
Why? Because it's a male teacher?
No. Whitley Mizell, previously taught for St. Clair County Schools, sentenced to a judge to a split 10-year term. She had sex with two high school students. That's
why. She's not a... Oh, okay. It's what she looks like. It always boils down to
that. Come on. Come on, kids. Make better choices.
You are terrible. You're talking to the kids about making better choices in this instance?
Hey, she got 10 years. She made poor, poor choices. Well, but clearly, the kids have got to make a better choice. I'm sure there's better girls.
I don't.
At the school. Come on, kids. 104-year-old man, New York man, casts his 21st presidential ballot. How many presidents have you voted for, Del?
Let's see. When was I first able to vote? Back in. I think I've cast a presidential ballot. What, 5 times now?
5? I've got more than that.
Well, that's kind of how.
Age works.
Yeah.
But at first, I wasn't voting.
When did you decide you
were actually going to start? I started voting probably when I was 30.
It was a thing. Like, the Rock the Vote stuff started coming out when I was in about that age. So it was always something in my mind because MTV would always talk about, hey, Rock the Vote, get out and vote, Rock the Vote, young people, get out. So it was always a thing for me.
Yeah, not me. I was like, it doesn't matter.
That stupid
it thing. Matters.
Yeah.
It matters.
Particularly on the local level. Like, right. You can determine people who are working for you directly. Get out there.
Flight attendants. I played. Oh, there was a male flight attendant I played with us yesterday, too. And he was telling stories about different guys. It was interesting. Things not to wear when traveling. Anything tight, it says.
Yeah, you're going to be on that plane.
Yeah, but then aren't we eliminating those really tight pants that girls wear?
Well, I guess, but we're talking about personal choice for the individual, not what would be great for the people looking at them. So it's uncomfortable to be sitting on a plane in something tight.
I don't want to eliminate those yoga pants.
Why do you care?
Well, I don't know. I just think they're important.
You're in a committed relationship.
Love my wife. Yeah. But I don't want to limit these poor women on what they can wear. Don't tell me that if I'm a female, don't tell me I can't wear my yoga pants.
No one's telling you. In fact, yoga pants, I think, are comfortable. So you probably wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, they're tight, though. As a matter of fact, they show yoga pants that you shouldn't wear those.
You're doing this because you're an ally.
Right.
Are you, though?
Yes.
Yes. Are you, though?
Uncomfortable bra. Del, don't wear an uncomfortable bra.
Don't worry. I had never crossed my mind to do that.
Skimpy clothing. Do not wear anything skimpy.
All right.
All right.
Like that dress that got that woman kicked off?
Fragrance. With the rise of fragrance sensitivities, you find it's intoxicating. It can be torture for others. Don't wear any perfume.
You know what you also should not wear? A kid on an airplane.
Don't
bring them.
No. Don't do that.
You talk about fragrance torture. A small child who's on a plane who doesn't know the deal because they're a small child and they don't get it and they're going to get upset. That's torture.
Yeah, there's torture. 2020 election results. Nebraskans, congratulations. You vote in favor of gambling initiatives, payday lending caps, and you voted against slavery.
Now, I did see that. Now, it wasn't that they won, because I think they wanted to make it illegal in Nebraska. It's that so many people voted no to make it illegal. At least that's what I thought. I think it passed to make slavery
official. It passed, but
so many people voted no on it.
They wanted to keep slavery?
Yeah, or at least make it
on the books?
Or at least not make it illegal. Because enough people are like, yeah, let's make slavery illegal. Like over 200,000 people are like, no, let's keep it legal.
Wow. Well, when you go in that booth and do it secretly?
Yeah, your real feelings come out.
You don't care. Slavery is prohibited, but with the exception, if used as a punishment for crime.
So someone, they thought if someone robs me, I can make them
my slave. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the amendment was to remove slavery as punishment from crime from the Nebraska Constitution. 585,000 people, a little over, voted yes, which was about 68% of the vote, so it clearly passed. Over 274,000 people thought it would still be a good idea.
That's not a bad way to punish somebody. You're my slave.
Oh, man.
CDC says cruises can set sail again. One caveat, no passengers.
So how does that help the cruise?
I don't have any idea. Why would you say, yes, you can sail again, but you can't have any passengers?
Does the cruise need to be out in the water and active to keep it up and running? Is that the issue? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know, that'd be a waste of a lot of gas, I think.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, staff it with people to run. Maybe not for accommodations for customers, but people still have to run the boat.
Yeah. So, well, they had a no-sail order, but they've got a sail order now that they can sail, but you just can't have any passengers on board.
I'm sure.
GameStop having a TikTok competition for its employees. One of the prizes, 10 extra labor hours. You get to work 10 more hours if you win this TikTok competition.
I know.
Do you think we should have this kind of competition here?
See, I know you scoff, but isn't GameStop a per-hour pay kind of thing? So if someone needs a couple extra hours and they're willing to work, I get that because, you know, you're generally limited.
Doesn't seem like a great prize to me.
Yeah, I know. But as a person who everyone's worked part-time jobs and you're paid by the hour, you probably think to yourself, hey, I kind of need 10 extra hours of work. That would help. What else am I going to be doing?
Don't you get paid hourly?
No.
Well,
I wouldn't want to be in the contest.
That's why you get stuck doing all kinds of games on the weekend.
Well, I do one a month, but I get why if you were a GameStop employee, you might want to do it because, hey, that's 10 extra hours a week that I'm getting that I wouldn't be getting.
Right.
And I get extra money. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Look, John, you're at a level where.
Yeah, no.
It's but different.
Right. I'm pretty sure I don't want that. I'm pretty sure I don't want to win a TikTok competition.
Yeah, like,
and what I get to do is work 10 more hours.
They're not looking at it that way because you work 10 more hours, your pay doesn't change. What if I said you win a TikTok competition and you get to read 10 more lives?
Well, that's not true because I work Saturday mornings. My pay changes.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's that's an hour.
Would you think I would do it?
Yeah. What am I saying?
Yeah.
But what if your pay didn't change? If they say, hey, John, do the blitz.
Oh, I've done that, though.
Yeah, but your pay doesn't change.
Well, I didn't win a competition to do
that.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is you wouldn't try to...
No, thanks, AJ. Not gonna win a competition and get to work with you in the afternoon. Thanks.
I just feel like the GameStop employees would take that and go, thanks. Yeah. But not you. And not me at this point.
Mm-mm-mm. Joel won the competition. He and Charlie, they get to work. Charlie's back. Charlie actually showed up yesterday. It was unbelievable. Next.
So the press box is back.
Well, I don't know. Charlie was here yesterday. Not sure about today.
You make a point there.
And we're done. 10:56. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.